Hello, everybody. Hello, thank you so much for joining me on this podcast today. I pray that it is going to be a blessing in your life. I'm talking about something today that I believe can literally change your life if you decide to live in this lifestyle of blessings. It's a lifestyle, I believe it, but only if you want it. What I'm talking about today is five wealth decrees. Yes, I'm talking about the area of your finances. Five wealth decrees. And I'm so excited about what God is saying. I'm so excited about what God is doing. And I want you to save this podcast. I want you to write some notes because I believe that this is going to change your life. Even replay it every day and remind yourself that God wants you to be blessed. But in order to be blessed, you have to go by what His word decrees and go by what His word declares. So let's go over these five wealth decrees very quickly. Number one, you have, or I have, the power to get wealth. Declare that over your life. Number one, the first wealth decree is I have power to get wealth. And scripturally, I want to give you scripture on everything that I say today. Scripturally, to back that up, Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power, watch this, to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers as it is this day. So God wants to bless the works of your hands so that you can fulfill his covenant on this earth. That is the will of God for your life. Number one, the first wealth decree is I have power to get wealth. Number two, the second wealth decree is this. All my needs are met. Go ahead and say that right where you are. All my needs are met. That's right. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It doesn't say some things. It doesn't say most things. It says all things. So what does that mean? When you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, when you do what he tells you to do, when you're going the way he tells you to go, God will begin to move in your life and meet all of your needs. That is his promise. These five wealth decrees. Number one was I have the power to get wealth, found in Deuteronomy 8:18. Number two, all my needs are met, found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. And number three, I am a lender and not a borrower. Say that very, very quickly. Say, I am a lender and not a borrower. Over your life, over your family, over your children, you are the lender and not the borrower. Let's go there very quickly. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 6. It says this, for the Lord thy God blesseth thee as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow. And thou shalt reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over thee. So what does that mean? You are to be the lender and not the borrower in every area of your life. That's what it means. Every single area you shall lend and not borrow. From beginning in to this day, you will begin to make that declaration and it will begin to happen in your reality. Five wealth decrees today. Number one, I have the power to get wealth. Deuteronomy 8:18. Number two, all my needs are met. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Number three, I'm a lender and not a borrower. Deuteronomy 15:6. And then number four, watch this. Number four, since I am a tither, and let's stop right there. If you're not tithing, you need to start tithing to your local church or your minister or whatever ministry God speaks to you. You need to get your tithe into the storehouse, the 10% of everything that comes into your hand. Since I am a tither, the windows of heaven are open over my life. Say that word, say that declaration right now and say, since I'm a tither, the windows of heaven are opened up on over and in my life. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, it says this, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me, yep, God is trying you, prove him in your tithe, prove me now, herewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not, watch this, he says, watch what I will do for you, I will pour you out a blessing, and there shall not be room enough to receive it, but watch this, I will open up up the windows of heaven on your behalf. That's in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. That's what God wants to give you when you obey him in the tithe. The tithe is already his. 10% of everything that's coming that come into your hands. Bring ye all, not some, not half. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse so that you can have that abundance over your life. 5 wealth decrees today. Number one was, I have the power to get wealth. Deuteronomy 8:18. Number two, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. All my needs are met. Number three, I am a lender, not a borrower. Deuteronomy 15:6. Number four, since I am a tither, the windows of heaven are open over my life. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. And then number five, for the 5 wealth decrees, my generosity brings prosperity. Oh, yes, yes, yes. My generosity brings prosperity. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. Watch this. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. So in other words, if you give little, you're going to receive little. But God says, if you are generous and if you move into another dimension in your giving over your tithe, he said, I will begin to overflow you bountifully. You shall, over and above anything you could ever imagine or dream in every area of your life. These are the 5 wealth decrees today. Number one, I have power to get wealth. Number two, all my needs are met. Number three, I am a lender and not a borrower. Number four, since I am a tither, the windows of heaven are open over my life. And number five, my generosity brings prosperity. I just pray those blessings over your life today. And I pray that you begin to repeat this. You download this and you just decree this over your life. Take these principles and start walking them out and watch God begin to bless your life. I'm Randy Goggins II. I love you and I pray God's blessings over you. And always remember, one word from the Lord can change your entire life. I look forward to connecting with you. Visit the website, randycogginsministries.com, all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our YouTube channel, everything. I can't wait to connect with you. And I'll talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.